Hello, my name is Charlie, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Are you currently registered to vote in Texas?
Hello?
Hello. Are you currently registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, great. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
A Democrat? Great. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Would you say you would definitely vote in this primary Democratic election? Probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Well, I would vote for the Democrat no matter what.
Right.
Are you saying in the primary, who would I vote for on the Democratic side?
Yeah, but I'm also asking if you will definitely vote, probably vote, or really just not vote.
Well, I will definitely vote, for sure,
Vote. Okay.
I think I'll be alive.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to vote if I'm not here.
Okay, right. Right.
Other than that, I'll be voting for my yellow dog.
Okay, thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first one would be Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know him. I met the guy who ran for attorney. No. I forget. He was running for Colin somebody. He was running for attorney general he would know that. State treasurer or something. He was a Democrat.
Okay.
I have been a member of the Lake Highlands White Rock Democrats for years.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. So I'll probably... They will probably show up at one of the meetings and talk. They usually do.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have a list. I have a list of people, and it would be like kind of really nice. And if you could, when I say the names or organizations, if you could just tell me maybe if you're like very lenient towards them with very favorable, or it slowly goes down because you could be somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So regarding the people or organizations that I mentioned to you, for example, Roland Gutierrez, I believe you said you don't know that much about him.
Right. But before the election, I will learn more about him through the Lake Highlands White Rock Democrats Club.
Okay. And now, what about Joe Biden? Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards him, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. What about Planned Parenthood? A very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
How about what now?
Planned Parenthood.
I don't understand the name. Either I don't understand the name or I don't know the person.
Oh, well, Planned Parenthood is an organization.
It's an organization?
Yes.
Planned Parenthood, is that what you said?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood.
Okay. For old people, you need to talk and articulate very carefully. Planned Parenthood.
Yes,
Planned Parenthood. I thought it was a good organization.
Okay, so...
It's something that is needed.
Okay.
I'm very favorable.
Favorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about Colin Allred?
You're asking about a person again. Colin Conrad?
Yes. Colin Allred.
I keep getting emails from him. He's probably okay. If he's a Democrat, I will vote for him.
All right. Well, would you say your opinion towards him would be somewhat favorable then?
What about him?
Yeah, about calling out Reddit. Would you say it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, I don't. If he's a Democrat and he doesn't have an opponent, it's very favorable. If he has an opponent, then I guess I'd have to listen to both of them.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to do that yet.
All right.
My wife is in the C.C. Young rehab facility right now. Now she will vote also. She used to be a precinct chair for the Democratic Party. And I used to be the treasurer of the Dallas County Democratic Party.
Oh, wow.
And I used to help out. We used to go to all the political meetings, but we don't do it anymore. We're 84 years old, we're not the youngest 84. You know, they're young and old 84 people, but
yeah.
we're kind of getting to where we're a little bit older 84.
Yeah. Well, I did a little bit of research, and yeah, Colin Allred, he belongs to the Democratic Party. So with that kind of like being known now, would you say he's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I would say somewhat, somewhat favorable because I don't know who's running against him.
Mm-hmm.
In the primary.
Okay.
And so I would be very favorable about his opponent because I don't know that much about either one of them.
Okay. Now, what about Clay Jenkins?
Who?
Clay Jenkins.
Oh. I think he's done a good job. I'd vote for him again. Favorable.
Very favorable?
Sure, but that's fine.
Okay. What about Ron Kirk?
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
You're talking about our prior mayor of Dallas?
Well, I do not know much of that information about him. I haven't been given that information yet.
Well, very favorable, I guess, yeah.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
Neil Johnson?
Nathan Johnson.
Now, who is he?
Nathan Johnson?
Oh, is that our current mayor?
I would not know.
Well, then I don't know either.
Okay.
If you don't know, I don't know.
All right. What about Yasmin Simmons?
I don't know him either. Sorry.
All right. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yeah, definitely vote for her. Very favorable, yes.
Okay. And lastly, Victoria Nyave Criado.
I'm sorry, I don't know that.
All right, that's okay. Okay, now, in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, choosing between Yasmin Simmons or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Jasmine.
Okay. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one do you think is more important for a Democratic candidate to address? And the options are the following. Guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. The second one is local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. The third one is voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. The fourth one is abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Or the fifth one, which is education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay.
Well, right now, voting rights and this abortion, this ban on abortion, and care for women.
All right.
And
well,
voting, voting rights are both equally important.
If you have to choose one, what do you think?
Gun control.
Yeah.
Is extremely important. But they've been trying to get reasonable gun control for years, and I don't think they. And it's important, and they need to get to it, but they won't get to it until you get Democrats in.
All right.
Right now, I think it would be easier to do the ban on, get rid of the ban on abortion and care for women and voting rights.
Well, if you have to choose one out of the five, I can totally read you them again if you want. Which one do you think would be the most important one to maybe try to address first? Would you like me to read you them again?
Well, no, the ban on abortion and care for women.
Okay.
See, they're throwing out the bathwater with the baby. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There's care for women, and it goes along with abortion. You know.
Okay. Now, which one do you think is the next most important issue?
Which one? What now?
Now, which ones do you think is the most, like, the next most important issue? Again, from the same options, which are guns, local control, voting rights, and education. Which one do you think from those is the second most important issue?
Well, voting rights.
Okay.
And then guns.
Okay.
The ban, automatic weapons, mm-hmm. and those stock things that make an automatic weapon out of of another weapon.
Okay.
And get rid of open carry in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? And the options are one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or would you rather one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
Well, you know, if there's a... I don't know who this guy is you're talking about wanting to replace. I assume it's a Republican.
Yes.
But I would want to have the one person that is a Democrat who's the most electable. I don't know who that is. But if you know, tell me.
I would, trust me. But from the options given, I can totally read them again if you want, but which one of the two options would you choose? Would you choose one that has the best option of beating a Republican like Morgan Myers by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values? Or would you rather someone that goes with, that has like the most liberal positions on issues and who has maybe a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I really can't make a decision on any of that. I don't know any of those people, or even about them.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Of course, I want to pick the Democrat that is the most electable. Why would I want to pick a Democrat that wasn't going to get elected?
Yes,
I would want to
totally understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I mean.
Yeah, totally understand.
If you have a moderate Democrat who's going to screw us like one of those Republican senators did in the federal government, then that's almost the same thing as a Republican. You can forget that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the next question I have is I will be giving you the next following statements, and the role you would kind of play for this type of question is, when I see the statement, you would have to choose if the statement wants you want to definitely vote for Yasmin Simmons, this would make you want to probably vote for her, or if this doesn't really impact your opinion on her.
No, I'd definitely vote for her.
Okay, well, I have to read the statements. But yeah, so the first statement is, Yasmin Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Does this make you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion on her?
No, definitely okay. Vote for her.
Okay. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep
but,
state government.
But is Elizabeth, what's her name?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Ginsburg, is she running again? Are both her and Jasmine running for the same thing?
I believe so.
Oh, that's too bad. I like both of them.
Oh, yeah, totally understand. Well, the next question is, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities. Does this make you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion?
What, for Jasmin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've already said I'd vote for her.
Yeah, these are different statements. Each one is a different one. And with each of these statements, it's just kind of you to maybe tell me if this makes you want to vote for her or if it doesn't really impact your opinion.
I guess my mind was still connected to the prior question.
Oh, you know, don't worry about it.
I don't know how many questions I can take at one time. And by the way, mm-hmm. Supper is waiting. How many people more questions you got?
Very little questions. We already have 66% of the survey complete. So yeah, we're already more than halfway done. It's really fast, I promise.
Okay, so I have a survey question for you. How many people that you call actually will stay on the phone long enough to answer 66 questions?
About
10%? 5%?
I would guess
3.4%. What? Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're actually about 66% done with the survey, so we already have more than half done, so the next parts are just very easy, very fast. So the next statement is...
Are you doing this for the Dallas Democratic Party, or who? Are you working for a candidate, or...
Oh, no, we're not working for any type of candidate.
Are you funded by some kind of a political group?
Oh, no, not at all. We're just a research kind of investigation group.
Researcher. So are you with a university or school?
Yeah.
Or what university?
We unfortunately cannot give out that information. So sorry.
You what now?
We can't actually share that information because we don't want to influence your opinions. And this is just for statistical purposes because we want to get kind of like a good example of all the individuals who are planning to vote.
Well, a little older here.
Yeah.
my neck is hurting. I have osteoporosis. So she's 84. Also, she's a lawyer and an ex district assistant district attorney, Henry White. And I'm also a CPA.
Oh.
But I'm older. And I'm a lawyer. I went to law school when I was 50 years old.
Oh, wow.
I haven't answered these many questions like you're talking about since law school. I know taxes pretty much backward and forward, even though they keep changing them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care that much, you know, whether you're what organization you're with, unless it's a Nazi party.
Oh, not at all.
I kind of doubt that, but you want to tell me, you know, what group you're, you know, is kind of promoting these questionnaire.
Yeah, well, like we said,
I'm too tired to go any further. I'm really too tired.
Oh, are you
sure? I'm amazed I've been talking to you this long. What?
Oh, okay. Are you sure? It's just
remember, you just put me down as a yellow dog Democrat, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that saying?
I don't think I've ever heard that saying, no.
Well, if somebody says I'm a yellow dog Democrat, that means if a yellow dog was running for office, he'd vote for him.
All right.
Okay. So, anyway, have a good day, and it's nighttime, since it's not daylight savings anymore, and I really need to go because I've got other things I have to do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.